Lawyers for former President Donald Trump and prosecutors at the Justice Department clashed in a federal courtroom here in Washington today. The D.C. criminal prosecution of Trump centers on what he did after the 2020 election, while he's in the final stretch of a race to return to the White House. That political calendar loomed over the court hearing. NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson has been following all the action, and she's now here in the studio. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Ari.
So this federal election interference case has been on hold for months. What happened when everybody returned to court today?
This was the first time Trump and the DOJ lawyers have appeared since the landmark Supreme Court ruling this summer. The conservative supermajority on the court gave Trump and future presidents broad immunity from prosecution for actions that involve their core powers. The high court said official actions are presumed to have immunity. That's a bit of a gray area. And personal acts from a president get no legal shield. It's now going to be up to Judge Tanya Chutkan to make those tough calls. She's figuring out how to proceed in this case, but she says there needs to be some forward motion, even if there's no chance of a trial this year.
Well, what's the Justice Department asking for at this stage?
Prosecutors want to file one big brief about why this case should survive the Supreme Court decision. That could include some new evidence and evidence we already knew about. The Justice Department says it can be ready to do that by the end of September, but some of the material might be under seal because it involves sensitive witness interviews or grand jury information. Trump's lawyer, John Lauro, seemed worried about that becoming public before the November election. He talked about a moment of great sensitivity for the nation and how this case involves the presidency, but the judge shot him down. She says she's worried about this four-count felony case and not the election calendar.
Well, looking ahead, what are the biggest legal battles still to come in this case?
Both sides had a lot to say today about former Vice President Mike Pence. Trump's accused of pressuring Pence to delay certification of the electoral count on January 6th. Randall Eliason is a law professor at George Washington University. He says this is going to be a big fight.
The vice president is kind of a gray area. So that will be a major source of contention. Smith is arguing that what Mike Pence did here was not in his role as vice president, but in his constitutional role as president of the Senate, the legislative role. There is really no role for the president or vice president in counting the votes.
Donald Trump's lawyers see this differently. They think Trump's contacts with Pence should get legal protection. They say if Trump has immunity there, the whole case should be dismissed because the grand jury heard tainted evidence. But the judge wasn't so sure about that. We're going to be reading and hearing a lot more about it in the weeks ahead.
And Trump did not appear in court today. He was giving a campaign speech in New York. Did you get any hints about the next steps for him and his lawyers in this case?
Yeah, Donald Trump's lawyers say they plan to challenge the appointment of the special counsel, Jack Smith. They argue he was named in an unconstitutional way. A Florida judge appointed by Trump bought that argument and used it to dismiss a separate criminal case against the former president for hoarding classified documents this year. But Judge Chutkan in D.C. says she is not persuaded. She says there's binding precedent here in D.C. that blesses the way the Justice Department names special counsels. And when Trump's lawyer cited writing by the conservative Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas to help make his case, this judge in D.C. seemed really skeptical.
NPR's Carrie Johnson, thank you.
My pleasure.